Hey, why isn't there a square chip?
A square chip.
Isn't that kind of what like a Triscuit or...
It's a cracker.
A Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Cracker.
Cheez-It, a Wheat Thin.
Cracker.
Cracker.
What's the deal? Why do they all look like... I mean, is it just to maintain the fact that, hey, this is generally what a slice of a potato looks like?
Maintain the illusion of potato.
Longitudinally.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have a lot of scraps left over that you'd have to throw out at the factory.
I was thinking about this because I was eating a bag of Lay's salt and vinegar chips, and I just wondered, it's kind of weird that the whole time I'm basically eating crumbs, right? I wish this was in the shape of something. Like, my brain went to just a whole bunch of towers made out of chips, and you smash them, and then you eat them, and it's like a really fun whole other thing.
Stackable chips.
Picture like the Empire State Building, okay? Uh-huh. But it's all made out of whatever your favorite chip is.
Life size.
Yeah.
Made of chips.
No, not life size. The amount that would fit in a bag of chips.
Oh, okay.
How it works when you go to 7-Eleven is it's two bags, okay?
Uh-huh.
One is the flavor and like the logo and everything. You open that up. And then on the inside is a see-through bag.
Okay.
Where you can see, oh my God, a potato chip Empire State Building.
Ooh.
And you smash it before you eat it like normal chips. But at least you get the satisfaction of seeing like what it was before it became crumbs.
I like that.
Okay.
There are different shapes.
Wait. Mike, how are you? What's going on? What do you mean? This is amazing. I've done something brand new.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Like, what don't you like? What things do you like in life? Just name a noun that you like.
Jeez. Autumn.
Ice cream.
Autumn? Autumn is very hard to visually conceptualize.
No, it's not. Like trees with leaves falling off.
Yeah, see, that's specific. Autumn also is a feeling. How would you guys like me to turn potato chips into a feeling? Okay, but Mike, imagine...
Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be the actual accomplishment. You said that you created something brand
that
new. No, you just made a new shape of chip. That like people have been making shapes of food for ages.
You used the word new in describing what I did, Josh. So it was new.
Yeah, it's vaguely new. It's just like if you shuffle a deck of cards, you made a new order of those cards that has likely never happened before.
First of all, that's probably wrong. But second, vaguely new is new. Get with the program. Anything new is new. New is new.
Like a clip show episode of a sitcom
It is a new entry into that sitcom's full stable of content.
Yeah, and wouldn't you prefer brand new, like all new?
Never before seen.
This is not a question of preference. This is a question of whether something existed or not. And what I am saying is that life has been breathed into my Godzilla-shaped salt and vinegar chips. And if you crumble it, I think it would be much more satisfying than you guys are allowing yourselves to believe.
I guess. Sure.
But back to what I'm saying. Why is there no square chip?
Do you think that's why computer chips went with that name? Because those are all square. Like silicon chips?
Oh my God, computer chips.
Computer chips.
Yeah.
Are square.
Computer chips are square. So they have the market cornered.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with me, Josh Harrison.
Me, Mike Bogart.
And me, Tapanchani, who is like Leslie Stahl. I hate this format.
What? She's respected.
We're never going to do this type of intro again, so hope you enjoy it.
As we know, this episode is going to be the first one coming out in October.
Well.
And what is October?
Not really.
Right? No?
No.
This one's not coming out in October?
No, it is, but we've had like four episodes in October from last year.
The first one in October 2018.
You know something funny I learned this week in comedy school? Has nothing to do with comedy, but... Uh-huh.
Fuck your idea, Mike. We're talking about something else.
No, we're not. We're talking about something totally relevant.
Let's hear it.
Now that you've had your little Brett Kavanaugh outburst, it's even more relevant. There was a young lady in one of my classes who said that if you pay close enough attention, anytime someone gets like a detail of something wrong, it's always a dude who nitpicks and calls it out. And Josh just did that so hard. And I'm like, that was passable. You could have gotten past that, Josh. But it was just like, no, we've had an October release of episodes before. No, Mike.
I had to mansplain months to Mike.
Mm.
See?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha!
See, it encourages me to do it again when somebody thanks me.
Jesus.
Anyway, as we know, October is the season of what?
Sorry, it's such a, it's like watching a kindergarten teacher come back after like putting out a one or two alarm fire in the cubby area. you want us to say Halloween?
That season of Halloween,
there
sure.
There we go.
The season of, what is...
Oh, you don't want us to say Halloween.
Well, what about Halloween is good?
Spookiness, candy.
The spooky season, exactly.
Yeah.
It's spooky season.
That was fast.
Damn, you nailed it. So in the spirit of spooky season, something scary happened to me yesterday.
Okay. But it's not October yet. Oh, I get it.
We're
I
just
see.
Ramp
yep,
it up.
Yep. No, I see what you were doing the whole time. that nitpick made me laugh.
Yesterday, I got chased by some turkeys.
Oh, dang.
What?
I got chased by some turkeys. Yeah.
Wait, was this a turkey trot?
No, it was not. Well, literally, yes.
This is like extra fall because fall is spooky and turkey.
Right, exactly.
This turkey is sounds like an adjective there.
The most autumnal possible experience.
Yep.
I was at work at this like outdoor garden thing, and there was like a gang of 11 turkeys.
I thought the turkeys would just like come into your cubicle when you said you were at work.
Wait, this makes more sense to you? What was happening? Where were you?
I was at an event.
Turkeys showed up.
I was working an outdoor event where turkeys live, and there was 11 of them there, and I wanted to go get a picture of them because it was turkeys.
Okay.
And I went up to them, and like they freaked out, and they just bolted right at me, and I ran away. And they didn't try to kill me or anything.
Well, that's good, but how close were you?
I'd say within 5 feet, probably.
You got within 5 feet? You could have taken a photo from,
it
further
was very
away
scary.
Than that.
Yeah, no, it was too close. They got close to me.
Okay.
These were aggressive turkeys. Mm. Very aggressive.
But they were just out wandering? Like
big ones, yeah.
Huh.
They were just eating. You know?
Were they wild or was it like farm turkeys?
They were wild turkeys.
Wait. Did you? Okay. No, they weren't. Did you get? Yeah, they probably were. Did you get a photo? Can I see it?
I got a photo. Yeah, I have one on my phone. Hold on.
Okay, Josh, I'll describe it to you.
Okay.
It's a good action shot.
An action shot. Okay.
Of the.
You got like 40 pictures of turkeys on there. This one is clean from like you're
big day.
Yeah, okay. You are 50 feet away from the turkeys, first of all.
That one, yeah. Well, I got pretty scared, man. Look how big they are.
I promise to anyone listening, there is a literal crossroads in this picture, and the turkeys are walking perpendicular to Mike. They are in no way coming after him.
This was post chase. This was in the aftermath.
They gave up while they were looking directly at you.
Well, these were the stragglers. These were the stragglers, these two. Anyway, okay. This all brings me to my first spooky instead of the month.
Okay. Oh, is this going to be a series? You're going to give us one?
Maybe.
Week?
Okay. Maybe. Maybe. Just occurred to me.
Okay.
Wait, are you titling the series my blank spooky something of the month?
Am I titling it my blank spooky something of the month?
Obviously not that, but like...
I'm titling it Mike's Spooktober Spectabular.
Okay.
No, not okay. I don't know what that last word is. What is the last
word? No, we got it. Let's move forward.
You mean you can write it?
Yep, I'd have to listen back, but sure.
Yeah, spectacular.
You didn't say boob the first time. I would have remembered that.
I definitely would have said boob.
What's your instead of?
My instead of is, instead of some turkeys, give me your nightmare chase scenario. It, like, you know, like a slasher movie kind of thing, or the movie Speed.
You know what's always scared me?
What?
What?
Debt collectors? Like, like I don't
How
even...
bad do they want it?
Well, that's the thing.
Josh has had the safest life of all time.
No.
You know, my greatest fear? They'll come after my money.
So I'm actually like fortunate. I don't really like, I don't have debt.
Yeah, you're very fortunate. That's what I'm telling you.
But I have this just irrational fear. Like when I pay my credit card bill every month, I worry like, well, what if it didn't go through and then it goes into collections and then they have to start coming after me? That sounds awful.
Yeah. Wait, what's the fear? Jeez. What are you scared about? You'll pick up the phone. You'll say this is a misunderstanding.
Yeah, no, I know. But like I'm talking about, it's irrational. I'm talking about them like literally chasing me down the street like I'm a celebrity and they're paparazzi, except instead of my photo, they want my money.
Yeah. Like how you're constantly on the run. Like,
yeah.
If you can, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. What do you,
okay, let's play this out. Let's play out your deepest fear. It is spooktobular, boobular.
Spooktober spectacular. How hard is that?
It's really hard for me. It's really hard for me, okay? Here it is. Josh, what happens if they catch up to you? Like, what's the fear? What's the worst thing that could happen? Here they are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he got your shoulder. He's got you.
Yeah, like they stab me and take my wallet.
Oh, shit.
Stab you?
It's a mugging.
Yeah,
you're not scared of debt collection. You don't seem to know how this works. Okay, so...
I don't know, like, I could have said a lion, but then we would have just moved on.
Wait, no. I can't believe I almost went past this. Mike, he goes, they stab me, and then they take my wallet. It's still a concern.
I mean, what's he going to do? His insurance card's in there. He's bleeding.
Exactly. I can't show up to the hospital with no wallet. God.
Like, who is this guy?
Oh, my God.
Unless they chase me into Canada, and then I'm okay.
Good Lord. You would be okay being on the run?
I don't think I would do very well on the run at all. I'm a man of routine.
Have you bought anything big recently?
In
more than $100, let's say.
Yeah, I got the new Apple Watch.
You got the new app. Oh, wow.
Ooh,
damn,
cool.
Fucking. All right. you got the new Apple Watch,
yeah.
Right? Mm. That thing means a lot to you.
I wouldn't say means a lot. Like, I enjoy owning it, but like.
Hot yeah. Damn. No, Mike, I don't even think he likes it. This is like a burden to wear.
No, it's not a burden, but like, it doesn't mean a lot to me.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. I like the thing.
What if the Apple Watch sent you a little notification right now? From Apple, they're collecting the debt. Your credit card payment did not go through for this watch. They're sending a guy now. That's their first line of defense. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
I mean, let's say it happens on your phone or on your watch right now while we're recording. Then what happens?
Yeah.
I would probably go... I'd probably go downstairs and across the street to that like bar, pub, cafe thing and just like kind of hang out there and stake out the entrance to my building and see what happens.
Ooh, okay.
That's pretty clever.
Gathering information.
Would you have a collar up or a hood and sunglasses and a hat?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Obviously need a disguise.
Yeah. I'd wear like, hood up and sunglasses and baseball hat.
Okay. Actually, I was going to ask you, how much time do you think you have?
If they send me the notification...
And the only thing they tell you is that someone is coming today.
No, this is 2018. I'd be able to tap and watch them on their way to my house.
Okay, and then
true.
What?
Well, so that would be the thing. I would...
Here, no, let's... No, you can tap and watch them on your house. Let's say that they lived at my old house in Fremont.
Yeah.
So they can drive to you in 4 minutes.
So I'd be out of this apartment in 38 seconds.
Okay.
I would get downstairs. It would take me about 2 minutes to get across the street.
Are you going to take the elevator?
Okay. No, I would take the stairs.
Smart. That's a good like guy on the run move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guy on the run always takes the stairs.
Yeah. Always take the stairs.
Okay, so now you're down there.
Uh-huh.
How fast can you grow a beard?
He has a beard.
Yeah.
How fast can you shave your beard?
If I'm rushing... I mean, I could do it in like 20 seconds. It wouldn't be a good job. But...
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn, that's a lot of beard shaving confidence.
But would you leave a trail of hair behind you?
No. Here's what I would do. Like, this is not a sanitary thing that I'd want to do every time I shaved. But if I'm trying to do it in a rush, I could just pull open my hoodie from the top and let the hair shavings fall into my...
This is disgusting.
Yeah,
I figured out what you were going to say, and that is so close.
Yeah, you need to pouch them in there.
Yeah.
Ew!
Yeah.
Why?
So they can't track you from your hair leaving.
Yeah. He's coming. Let me real quick get my hair all over the rest of me.
Yeah, the rest of me, not the rest of the floor.
Okay, so then you wait, you watch, so to speak. Here is the person who is after you. This is your fear. Keep in mind, your heart should be like racing.
Yeah, and my watch would tell me that I have an abnormally high heart rate.
They know exactly where you are. You're still wearing the watch.
I wonder if the sound of that notification would turn that person's head and they'd see where you were in the bar across the street.
Yeah, and you'd hear those like really high-pitched violin noises like...
Ooh.
Wah,
wah. Yeah.
So what are you doing now, dude? He's coming. He saw you.
He saw me. I would duck. I'd have to leave... Shit, there's only one exit to that place, and they're coming towards me. I would just, like, book it and then run around the corner. Mm. Here's the question. Is this guy just walking? Because that's scarier than if he's chasing me on, like, running, I think. Like
then he is just walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It follows. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Oh, man, I would just never be safe. And, like, it follows. If I pay the debt collector with somebody else's money, then now it just follows them.
Why wouldn't you just ultimately, in your worst case scenario, shell out for another fucking watch, dude? This is a solvable problem if you're this scared of what's happening.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to pay for this watch again. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could pay for the watch again. I think I'd principally be too pissed off. I'd be like, no, I'd rather die.
2 weeks ago, you talked about going into Jimmy John's to get your chips that you paid for.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm on your side here, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's just run away forever. I would like us to react to the theme song of a show I just learned about.
Okay.
You guys are fair game for this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love theme songs.
I've got it queued up in Chicago. Josh, can you please go to YouTube?
I sure can.
And let me know how quickly you get there.
I'm there. And just for our listeners' sake, we'll pipe this in after so you'll hear it in real time with us.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how to do that. You'll have to do that. There's no way I know how to do that. Okay. Are you kidding me? Like, why would you make that promise? I've barely learned how to edit this. I'm kidding.
I love it when podcasts do that, though.
I know. It sounds very professional. I think I know how to do it. I just don't know how to get the audio isolated track of what I'm about to play you.
I'll figure it out.
Great. Josh, can you please look up theme song - dinosaur train - the Jim Henson Company?
This sounds fun.
Today we're going to be watching the theme song from a television show called Dinosaur Train.
Two of my favorite things combined there.
Why do you think I brought them here?
Yeah, thank you.
This is your birthday present for next year.
- Dinosaur Train - the Jim Henson Company. I've got it ready.
Okay, great. It's at 000?
It is at 000.
Okay, so I'll count us in and I'll say 1, 2, 3, play, and then just hit play then, okay?
Yes, that is. Yep.
All right, Mike.
Do that.
Here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, play. Dinosaur Wait, stop.
I heard the first two.
No, go back. My play didn't hit. Let's do it again.
I heard it.
Go back. Just go back.
This is my favorite theme.
Just go back.
Okay, I'm back.
There we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, play.
Once upon a time, there was a mom. Her name was Mrs. Pteranodon. Sitting on her nest, she heard a scratch and said,
"Oh boy, my eggs are hatching."
One by one, her
Look at that.
Not free. Baby Pteranodons, 1, 2, 3.
I'll name you Tiny, Shiny, and Dawn.
But Tiny said,
"Wait, there's one more, Mom."
Where's the train?
Doing in a Pteranodon nest.
But dear old Mrs. Pteranodon said,
"Oh, this is your family, and I'm your mom. You may be different, but we're all
I like
all
how it
creatures.
Rhymes.
All dinosaurs have different features. Come on, buddy, we'll take a vacation. I'll get us a ticket at Pteranodon Station. We'll travel the world in sunshine and rain and meet all the
species on the
dinosaur train.
Why do they make human-sized spaces?
The dinosaur train."
Was that train wearing a mask?
How cool is that?
The Dinosaur Train.
Dinosaur Train.
I do really like this song.
Well, you sure had a lot of comments in the middle of it. We'll have to listen to it again independently, but I just wanted to bring that to both of your attention because, one, hey, great. P.S., shout out to our little man Cyrus, whose favorite show that is right now.
Hey, Cyrus.
Thanks for showing us Dinosaur Train.
Thanks for the tip. Love Dinosaur Train.
Yeah, he's awesome. And two of his favorite things happened to be dinosaurs and trains. So can you imagine when he saw this show come out
during his
childhood? And he's like, what?
Dinosaur Train.
That's almost like a birthday wish come true. Like, I wish there was a show that did this and this, and somebody heard him and made it.
Well, how wonderful of you to think of that question, because that is the question I have for you. I have noticed that in children's shows, it's basically just two nouns. So what's your noun combo, and what is your theme song for that show?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, jeez, that's neither are nouns. Orange cheese? Orange can be a noun.
Yep. Space burger.
Space burger. Space burger?
Yes.
Go on.
Is it a restaurant?
Space burger is a show, a children's show that revolves around Earth. And as a show, revolves around...
He's not going to spend a dime to go into space. Just watch. He's going to be all about out. No, we're in space. Let's make a burger show.
Yeah, it's a restaurant that revolves around the planet Earth. And it's like, you know those fancy restaurants that are at the top of buildings where they rotate and you get like a different view as your meal goes on? It takes about an hour to do a full rotation. This is one of those, except it's in space.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat for 24 hours?
Wait, did I say 24 hours? I thought I said an hour.
No, wait, I have this totally wrong. I know that the Earth rotates in 24 hours, but how fast would the satellite rotate in... How long do I have to be up there?
Well, you only have to be up there for the duration of your meal. The problem is that it takes multiple days to get there and get back.
It takes days? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's in space, man.
Yeah, how long does it take to get to the ISS?
Listen to this. 10, 9... 8, then they do the whole countdown, and then like 5 seconds later, they're in space.
Yeah, they're in space. Like, space burger is not a state of mind where if you just eat a burger in space, you're there.
I know, it's a literal restaurant.
It's a specific restaurant.
But Josh, location. Yeah. The further away from Earth you put it, how are these people going to get there?
Well, like you said, except it's not 5 seconds later. It's like 5 days later. But these burgers are to die for.
Are they made of cows?
Good question.
Space cows, yes.
Space cow. So
yes. What is that?
Aliens.
No, not aliens. Space cows.
He said it again.
Cows. Yeah. Cows raised, born and raised in space.
Yeah, and they love it.
They love burgers.
Yeah, what are you talking about? They love getting murdered.
They love being in space. They have the best lives a cow could have.
Even better than California.
No, yeah, Mike, what he's saying is it's better than grass-fed, open-range beef is space cows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? Let's just jump straight to the theme song here. Go ahead and describe the show in song. You can't breathe in space.
Just a guy slowly suffocating.
Just reaching out for a burger as it floats away. And he just dies before the opening credits end. Those poor kids, they're gonna have to watch this.
Do you think I could do a parody on an existing song?
Of course you could. Who would stop you from doing that?
Okay. So we're going with a David Bowie classic here.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Fits the theme.
Yeah. And it opens up with like ground beef to Major Tom.
He's calling like an order.
Yeah.
He's telling Major Tom to put some beef on the... What do you make it on the grill?
Yeah.
The space griddle.
The space grill, yeah.
So everything is like on Earth except you just add space to it. What are you teaching kids?
I don't know what I'm teaching them, but now I'm thinking about the rest of the song. Okay, so it's like ground beef to Major Tom, ground beef to Major Tom. Take your protein meal and put your mustard on.
Uh-huh. Take your protein meal.
Did you skip the countdown?
No. That's happening here now. So ground beef to Major Tom, and then it goes like 10, 9, 8, 7. Commencing. What are we commencing here?
This seems perfect for a microwave bit if you just want to get away from it.
Yeah, no, we don't use microwaves at Space Burger.
Fresh, never frozen beef, man.
Right, sorry. Yeah. What was I thinking?
Well, maybe it is flash frozen in the absolute zero of space.
Yeah, the vacuum of space.
You would let your meat hang out openly outside of
literally
space.
Nothing can happen to it.
Yeah, like that's the safest place that it could possibly be, I think.
I don't think you can cook that afterwards.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, and we cook it with shuttle engines. That's how. It's not on a griddle.
You cook it with rocket fuel?
Yeah. You've gotta. I also love that I'm only making a restaurant and not a children's show now.
You know what? Now that you've said that, I'm going to make a decision. You're done here. This project is scrap. Mike, give me two nouns and turn it into a children's show.
Okay, here you go. Two nouns. Hell cops.
Hell cops. Kids, turn
Hell
it on.
Hell cops.
Here we go. What channel?
It's on Adult Swim.
That's not a children's show.
Yeah, so that has adult in the name.
It's on Nickelodeon.
Perfect. Okay.
Would they allow something that has hell in the title?
Let's let Mike...
Heck cops.
Okay, so it was just going to be about hell. I thought maybe play on words. But
it is a play on words.
And now you've changed it to heck cop despite that it was a play on words.
It's now...
What it's is a, it now? Now it's, bad joke? What's hell cops?
Hell cops is about two cops who live in hell.
Perfect.
And they're partners, you know, it's a buddy cop show.
Love it.
About two demons who police the other demons of hell and make sure they're torturing good enough.
Oh, love
Boom.
It.
Boom. Yeah.
Beautiful. Are they people?
No, they're demons. They're like
they're red. Demons. They're demons. They're red.
Yeah.
Okay, and so kids turn on hell cops. Play that song for me.
Hell cops.
Yes.
Hell cops. Here we go.
Damn it, Josh. Stay out of this. Keep going. Here we go.
What?
Mike, come on. Hell cops.
What you doing, demons?
What you doing, demons?
Don't you want to go to... Fuck.
Go to hell? That makes sense here. We could get away with
it. Yeah, it does. It does.
Josh says it does. He's back in.
Okay. Over to you, Josh. This is part of the theme song you sing.
Maybe they need a place to eat in hell, Josh.
Yeah. Walking down to the diner where I'm gonna get a bowl of hell spaghetti.
Hell spaghetti is integral to the show that you brought it up in the theme song? Maybe the diner, but hell spaghetti. I love it. Now what happens?
This is the part you sing.
I can't sing. I'm the showrunner. That's my theme song. Yeah, that's true. Oh, do you want to use that music?
Okay. I lead into you, yeah.
No, I'll use the music, and then you guys sing the song again. Ready?
From the other guys.
Keeping hell dangerous.
Someone please.
Hell cool.
Cool, I guess that makes sense. Sing it one last time, Mike. Big screech. Both you guys on three. One, two, three.
Hell cops.
That was Josh, if anyone is wondering. An artist friend took a photo of me and Mike that she's going to Photoshop Josh into.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Is this Alina?
Well, hang on, because I want you to put together context clues. It is someone you know, but...
Is it Alina?
She's just wait it out. Wait it out. I had a whole buildup, and you really... You weren't supposed to interrupt you, but here we go.
Okay.
She's got a listener question for you, specifically.
Mm-hmm. For me?
Mm-hmm.
For you. Okay.
Anyway, here's her question. Why the fuck did you skip my engagement party? Now, who do you think could have said that?
Okay. putting together context clues. I think it's Alina.
Okay, well, so what's the deal?
I was sick. I told you guys I was sick.
That's what we told her, and we tried to have your back, but she persisted. I mean, she said, like, I don't think she believed you.
She didn't believe me.
No.
Why else would she bring this up days later?
I don't know. I felt bad. I still feel bad.
Did you give a gift?
I mean, I haven't seen them yet. I have a gift.
You have a gift.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that will smooth things over.
Yeah.
She does listen to the show. Is there any way you can, I don't know, give a type of preview for the gift that makes her like, all right, here we go. This is enough. We'll be even again.
Trailer. Gift trailer.
Gift trailer. Gift wrap.
I don't want to do a gift trailer.
What do you want to do then?
I would like to resolve this in the privacy of a friendship between two people.
Sure.
Well, I mean, I guess Andrew, too. Shout out to Andrew, who I also snubbed by not going.
I think in this particular case, you just dragged Andrew into something. I think we should probably stop saying their names out loud. But anyway, what's the plan? How are you going to make it up to them?
Well, I mean, I know that they're in Chicago now.
They are.
I think for like, no, I think they're probably back in Seattle at this point.
Oh, at this point? Okay.
Oh, they're here? And they're coming to collect.
That's what I'm afraid of.
A debt is owed.
I don't know. I'll text them right after we finish recording, and I'll set up a time that we can like grab lunch or dinner or something. That's my move.
That's very straightforward and mature.
It's a nice adult move.
I don't... What's going on, man? You feeling all right?
Because I'm being straightforward and adult?
You're still sick?
That's true. That's not like me.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'll text them later and explain myself?
I mean, I already texted them. I did not no-call, no-show.
Okay, well, that's good. What did you say in your text? Yeah. What was the tone of it?
Did you sound sick?
Did you like, send us... There is an emoji of the guy wearing the SARS mask.
I know. I did not use emojis in it.
Isn't there a puking emoji, too? Yeah.
There is. I said, bad news, friends.
Oh, my God. What a liar.
No. I actually said this. This is
no,
actually
no,
what I said.
No, that's not what I'm saying. If I receive this message... A guy who starts a text message, bad news friends, is not at all sick. He's wandering around the city with a jump rope.
But next I said, I'm sick as a dog today.
Bad news friends, I'm sick as a dog today. Can't make it into work. Okay, I'll be at the ball game if you need me.
It goes on from there.
Wait, what does that mean? Why are you running away from your own apology?
I'm not running away from my own apology. I did say, I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you sometime soon. Yeah. Andrew is like the nicest guy ever because he said, let us know if we can bring you anything. It's their engagement party and he's like offering to come bring me something. That was the nicest thing ever.
Did you need anything?
I didn't. I just needed to like be in bed and rest.
Yeah.
He didn't want anyone to discover that he wasn't sick at all.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can give us a review. We say that every time, though. But I hope that because I'm changing this format up and kind of calling this out, you actually pay attention. If you like this show, you should give us a review. And you should tell friends. That's the best way to get more people to listen. And the more people that listen, the more people can, ask us listener questions, and it just makes the show better. We are on Twitter at Instead of FM, even though we haven't tweeted in a little while, Mike. We're on the web at instead of .fm. Be back with a new episode next week. Thanks for listening.
Boy, he just went after everybody.
Nice.
Neither of you spend much time on Twitter, huh?
No, zero time, except for links you send me.
The only time I used to spend was when I had daily reason to use a computer, and then on the desktop I would go to twitter.com/i/moments, and it would tell me like what's happening. I like that.
It's probably for the better, honestly. Twitter is just a big time suck, and there's a lot of...
I hear it's bad.
Yeah.
What happens on there?
I don't know. There are a lot of Nazis that they're still not taking care of. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to call back to the Spooktober Spectabular or whatever. Yeah, exactly. That one. But something that people do in October that I love is that a lot of Twitter users, most Twitter users that are active, change their name to a spooky Halloween name.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, for real? Everyone does this on Twitter every October?
Yeah, it's like October 1st to October 31st.
Huh.
And, yeah, people just, like, turn their name into a Halloween name.
Interesting.
What are some from your past?
Well, so, I don't know. I've used the same one 2 years in a row now.
Oh,
I haven't
dude,
thought of what I'm
on.
Going to do. I mean, it doesn't need to be a new one every year. But anyway, the one that I've used...
That's right. That's how Halloween costumes work. You're right. I'm sorry.
I've been Frankenstein before. I'll be him again.
And forever.
But, yeah, I have gone with Josh Hair Raisin.
Right. Oh. Right. You know, like that
hair
one?
Raisin?
Yeah, I guess I'm not reacting like that because I've heard it actually quite a few times at this point.
I mean, I appreciate the pun, but I'm also thinking about a raisin made out of hair.
It's gross, right?
I do hair hyphen raisin apostrophe. So it's kind of clear at the end that like...
That you raise hair?
Supposed to be...
Like you raise it from
raising.
Birth? That's what it seems like.
The old hair farm.
Dog mom of one. What are the other ones that are always on Tinder? Does Tinder and Twitter have any overlap?
I don't know. I don't use Tinder.
Oh, fair enough. Wow, we live in two different parts of the internet.
I know. I know. But anyway, I just wanted to ask, if you guys were making a spooky Halloween name, what would you do? Mike seems easy, but...
Mine seems easy?
Yeah.
What would you do for me?
I want to see what you come up with, because there's an obvious one for me, but...
Yeah, Mike, you got to see this. Don't look at me. I mean, like, you got to see the joke here.
I don't want to ruin... I sent you a piece of mail. There's something...
Wow, this came out of nowhere. Damn.
There's something in the mail that has a funny joke in it.
You sent them popsicles?
Tappan, you go. You do something. I don't want to. I can't.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, you could be Mike Bogart. You could be Mike Bogast. You could be Mike Bogast. Yeah.
I'll be Bogart. I'll be Bogart.
Okay.
Tappan. Johnny. The.
This is written in ink. You can't backspace.
Debt collector.
Okay, that is terrifying.
What was your thing for this year? Give him a preview.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to this podcast, then, hey, people will know what Josh's Twitter name's going to be.
Well, give me some help.
You don't have it ready yet? October's tomorrow.
I said I didn't have it ready yet. Give me some help. What could I do?
Josh Scarrison.
That's it.